sabagam bula rara mbati gani weekend na turangan marama turbu no ne lo sang wala ngai viti da baron tal tomai nebe se burbura kero sator tu na ngono bina ngo pa ambule tu gani nuita kana posi ni kalo wen tano sentiko ene si mina ngani kwa nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible without God. Yeah, kembali nabi ini. Tara itu kan ini na lesson ini na mata kan isi ini dai na tora tu ini na nak ini bulan dapat ngaki nanti kokina oso oso tabu tu tau ulun benua nak ini dapat ngaki nanti setapa. Posa ni kalau usah roti kan dapat minaka ini mata kan isi ini dai.
Yeah, we say greetings to all of you that always look forward to the program of 10:30 God of Our Nation every Sunday mornings, and we would like to welcome you. More so for those of you that are logging in outside Fiji, in the United States of America, I believe it's your Saturday afternoon. Also in Europe, I believe it's your night or in the evening. So thank you for joining us today. Or if you get to watch this program later. New Zealand, Australia, I believe we're on the same time. We would also like to welcome you today. I believe you have your own places that you're worshiping in. Some people are still on restrictions on some places, but this morning, wherever you are and however you're worshiping, we would like to acknowledge the time taken and every effort made to make that place of worship happening today. So even for last night, I continue to see updates on people setting up already. And just thinking out loud, very soon, on the 4th of October, we will be serving God again as a worship center. So that's another cue for us. So this morning, worshiping God through your family, with your family, or with your extended family, I believe in America. For those of you in Santa Rosa logging in today, thank you, Tangas Travis and Auntie Sylvia. And also with the newly joined families all the way from Fiji, your first Sunday there in America. SPC Mimbali and Auntie Francis, not forgetting Auntie Anna and Tangas Tivanga with Lisi and Toro. So we believe this is the first time ever you're worshiping God from there. And it's such, you know, an auspicious occasion for you. And not only that, a special acknowledgement to Mrs. Val Hitchcock. Thank you, Auntie Val. We've always mentioned your name on your sitting towards the airtime and being supported to the ministry. And thank you so much for the efforts and also for the thought to visit, driving 2 hours all the way from Sacramento to be in Santa Rosa and being part of the service today. We welcome you as well this morning.
Hallelujah.
And we don't forget you, Vanuatu. I believe you're all busy there with your zones. And thank you.
Hallelujah.
Now that you have joined on Zoom with the Australia division, it was such a, you know, a humbling and very inspirational moment as you join us and having your whole congregation being part, or with the pastors and all their spouses being part of their Zoom meet. So we would like to say thank you and welcome you as well. And for the virtual zone, I believe you're all over the country, all over the place, all over the world. We have American Samoa, we have Manila, and I believe Tangastiku is also here in Fiji. Thank you, Tangastiku, and welcome to Fiji. And we have Marshall Islands, Auntie Dikeva, Nakambea, and also we have Cook Islands, Auntie Nancy, Daka Daka, and thank you. And for those of you scattered around New Zealand, I believe for two of you now have moved to zones in Napier as well as in Taupo. So welcome to your new zones, apart from being in the virtual. And thank you, also Senior Pastor Ngalovi and Senior Pastor Philip Levene Singer. So thank you so much for everything that you continue to do, and we welcome you all new Methodists today. I believe we have foreign and also the Island Mission Sunday today. And Gustav has already mentioned earlier on the program of the Power in the Word at 8 o'clock this morning. So I thank you for the diligence in making it happen. And thank you for the efforts, and thank you for the sacrifice. And we're so looking forward to today, because we believe that God has got something great for each one of us and to those who believe. And we must thank all of you for logging in. Thank you.
Ebakai
do ritu mena mukelau, our kaya, bolivina kanti serana, we came to tal talangase, but kerendini may overlaw, bolivina ka we came to kevisar, na vizon to doko may ngao, vinaka bakalebu, na vingarabi, kena vitokoni, and adaka bakalebu ni turang, kalebu na babi vinaka. And also to those of you who do not belong to any denomination at all, nor do you worship God, maybe you're just popping today and then you're being met with us seeing you. And then you say to yourself, okay, what are they talking about? You don't believe in God whatsoever. So we would like to welcome you. Thank you for checking in. And thank you for being part of this moment, maybe for just a few minutes. But we would like to welcome you as well today. And maybe some of you in your families, you have become the unknown congregation. Like you come in every Sunday and you prepare your Holy Communion and you're being part of the service. But you don't, you know, you're not under the New Methodist, nor any other denomination. So we would like also to welcome you.
Welcome.
And thank you. Because this God is just not a God of a denomination. He's a God of everybody and a God of every person and a God of every believer. So when you make, you know, that effort and you are getting your children, maybe looking through a small gadget or a phone on the wireless platform or on the laptop, no matter how little, maybe the sound is too small and the audio is not really, you know, loud enough for the whole lot of you, we would like to welcome you today. And then we will go straight into the message of the God of our nation. Today, receive kingdom economics to be yours. And also, whatever odds you have, you say to yourself, no, I'm going to get out of this odd. Oh, hallelujah.
Wa mula tal tengah bikin dan zorbo na ngone lewa na turang na marama da bingara bitu na tokalo eloma bi buda ni balu to doko. And da usama tiku mai na program binango kim do na tal tal ngase kim do tiku ngore mai na gola na heights do do usama tiku mai na program bango sa wa mula tukani mai Sinai wa tala ki na mai Israeli na boda bata ki Lebanoni. Sekatala ni ngone da mai Baghdad we kan da mai Iraki. So we can't say to go on a level of Afghanistan, the stack to Megakina. Sator to go on a bingo mobambula to Gani, we can't have a kid to go on a cocoa near the Chisu and a singer and you go on the Lavabuli Lavada Casa, we can't have a kid to any. Nita and a Bosniconico and a veteran on the Mula and a Bolan on the Mula and an owner Tale and an owner to talk and Ingravicolo and an owner Sarango and an owner Don Butumutokin and Benoit and the Ramasekin and Nazina, Bada Banakena, Fletun and Battery, Bada Banakena Zina Leilai, and in only Don Butumutokin. It makes the light bright lighter. So we thank the Lord for this morning that lead us and guide us in every word of the Lord that we will share today.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, let us create man in our image and also in our likeness and have dominion of everything that has been created.
Amen.
That means everything that has been created from the sun, the planet, and every part of the universe, including the planet Earth. Kena ulibanua, kena baravin, kena betokaitua, kena udiwai. Kake dengore, kake kena wulta, kena ambulinga, mende lewaira, mende manage taka babinaka, mende reida babinaka, nabi kake dengo, me baka roko roko taki kina kalu. So nothing is impossible with God. Because God has given us the dominion, the authority.
Amen.
God has given us the power to look after everything that has been created.
Hallelujah.
We become a custodian of God's creation. So Amen. That means we have the power.
Hallelujah.
God has given us the power. In this physical life, in this physical world, God has given us the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not only the power to make wealth as in Deuteronomy, but the power to rule over
Hallelujah.
And to have dominion. We have the area of our operation that we have to rule over, whether it's a company, it's a coro, it's an association, even in the church, God has given us that authority.
Yep.
Not only that, in John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, for those that believe his name, they have been given the authority to be called the children of God. We are the children of God. That means we have the inheritance of God in us.
Amen.
So we must know our purpose while we're here.
Amen.
When we have a purpose, when we know our purpose, we will not live an indisciplined life or disobedient life. We will live according to the purpose that God has called us. Because he said, let us make man. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and have dominion over everything that is created.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, when God has given you that dominion, as it says in Psalms 8, from verse 3, write down, it says that he has given you. Who is you? It's you, individual. It doesn't say the age. It doesn't say, you know, that you have to have a responsibility or position in the society or even in the church. It's you. It can be an elderly person. It can be, you know, a very young person. The age is not defined. So he has given you the authority over all that he has created. Meaning everything that is given, everything that he has created, it's within you and your authority. So the level of your achievement to be able to get that to you or to receive that to come your way, you are the only person responsible for that. He has given you the authority. So most of the time, you know, the great plans that God has for you or has for me, we become an obstacle. We become an obstacle in getting these things to happen. Okay, you may raise your hand and say, okay, how can I be an obstacle when I'm the one that really like it? You know, I want it so badly.
Yeah.
I cannot be the obstacle. No, you may be or you can be. You are the obstacle. Because when you become the obstacle, it's your lesser faith. It's your, godlessness. It's the kind of life that you live, your laziness, or the kind of casual attitude that you have. Or you can be a obstacle. Because God has got something great for you. Everything great for every individual. Because he created us for a purpose. He didn't just create us for the sake of creating us. No. He made you the way you are and created you to be a human being and created you to be a person. Because he loves you. And he is here to supply it to your need.
Hallelujah.
And he's here to bring about things to happen in your life. Hallelujah. You know,
yes.
Okay, they're earning or they're getting the resources, they're being paid. Only people that are working because they're receiving money, they can make a good life. We are on full time, you know, our mind don't even go there because we are always thinking only those who work and receive something can make a good life. But for those of us who do not receive anything or any monetary value or funding are coming your way, you feel, naturally, you just feel that you don't have anything to, you know, to vouch for. You don't have anything to get to be able to facilitate your life. No, God has created. When he says his word, he did not demarcate it only to the people who work. No, it's for everybody who believe.
Yeah.
Jeremiah 29:11. I alone know the plans I have for you to prosper you. That you is for everybody, regardless of the age, ethnic group, different races, different category of life, believer, non-believer. God has got a great plan for you. And that plan to come by your life, it depends on you. What do you do? What do you have to do to create the condition? What do you need to do? You know, let me be kind of, over the years, we worked so hard. We prayed so hard. We fasted. We do the things that we thought will bring about goodness in our life. But yet, we are not focused. We don't do things with the right motive. We are not purposeful. So when you have your purpose, we have been sharing on the family table talk every Saturdays on planning. Now it's going to maybe the third Saturdays now. Talking about the same thing on planning. And today, on our way here, we were talking about it and said, you know, when we share planning on Saturday, it's like an open forum, planning to everybody. Not in a church way, not in a spiritual way, but anyone and anybody who is listening in can take that message to be theirs. But today, we want to bring it closer to you as a believer. As a believer, when you
as
plan, you know, when he says that I alone know the plans
I
have
for you.
Say, I'm praying. You cannot generalize God. You need to itemize. You need to tell God, I am here. Yeah, he knows you are there. He is your God. But you need to write it out to him. You need to tell him. You pen it out in faith. You call on his name. Or as you write down your plan, say maybe a car, maybe clearing a mortgage, debt-free, or maybe, you know, a sick person in a house, you need healing, or maybe restoration your family because your husband has walked out on you, or your wife has walked out on you, or your rebellious children. children, you know, never ending. Our list is never ending. It's always there. But you need to write it down. You need to identify the weakness. You need to identify the strength. You need to identify the future. You need to identify the current. You need to do a lot of writing to project your life. Because when God created you, He didn't just create you just to come and fill the earth. No, He knows what's best for
he
you.
Knows.
So when you write it, we can't know about it. Maybe you're trying to say, okay, you know, God knows. We don't need to tell Him. Yeah, He knows. But how badly do you want it? If you, you know, really want it, then you need to write it. And then you keep it in a book. Everything, anything, whatever that you want to write. I always teach my grandchildren. I always teach the church. You know, have your current, have your mid or short term, and have your long term plan that involves everybody, and have your individual couples, and then you have your children. For mine, right down to the grandchildren. So different levels, different
Hallelujah. Extensions, different Jesus.
People around you, different listing. And whatever listing that you have written as a believer, I'm talking to you as a believer. As a believer, if you love God and you worship God and you belong to a denomination and you worship God, you're a Christian, you know God, and you live a life that is ordained by God. So when you write that list, whatever that you do, whatever that you do, kekolako liba sanga wangara na mulibu liba wangara na vina ni kemi zaka na lotu se tokara na tia kana kina na kake na zaka na vakatokai any church thing or anything that has to do with God na kake niko vakawa. Sometimes we don't name those seed. I mean, we never name it. We never say it. Our activator will be for us to say, okay, I will be having this and I'll name it. And sometimes kada sa vakawa na vakawa na vakawa tukunga kada sa singa ni vakayana. Or as you write down your plan, whatever you do towards His kingdom, or whatever you do that has to do with His kingdom, in terms of sharing, caring, in terms of doing things and congregating, or maybe just a simple task of you know, setting up for your worship, or even in your house now this morning, holy communion cups, you know, getting it ready, cut up the bread. Those are duties pertaining to the things of God. You're doing it because of God. Because of God. So whatever little duties you do because of God, and I used to tell the staff here in my TV, you know, whenever you come, and this is a program, there are a lot of programs go through the whole day. People will walk in, walk out of the studio. But when the studio, like at this time, we're here doing the God of Foundation in this studio, right in Turek, in Suva. And I used to tell them, and to be part of it, to be rostered, even though you're paid by my TV, but the time taken for you to be here, I mean, for good 1.5 hours, a good 1 hour, to do that. That's your investment. That's you telling God, you know, this is a time that I'm using to facilitate the things of God. God, because whatever you do, it's purpose. Whether you're sitting and you forget to name your seed, or whether you're helping somebody and you forget to name it, or whether you always do certain things that you don't feel like naming it, or you don't know that you need to name it, automatically it's purpose because of the things you have written. Every step that you take is purpose. Every prayer and fasting that you do is purpose. Like this morning, you come in this morning, you're ready. And don't listen to the power of word, power in the word in the morning. And now you're sitting, still sitting there. Some zones I see, you know, they have testimonies, children testifying. All those things that you're doing. Look, whatever that we do for God, you know, he actually write down the things that you do towards His kingdom. Remember, towards His kingdom. And then that goes back to you. What about the attitude of your heart? What about you? What about your individual life? Because it is you. Y-O-U. It is you will be the obstacle in gaining the greater things that God has for you. He has a plan already for you. Greater plans to prosper you, never to harm you. But to bring about that plan to your life, it depends on you. So we want to challenge your life this morning. How far have you gone? Have you written your plan? Do you know your purpose? Do you know where you're going? Do you know who are you accountable to? You're accountable to your God. You have your family. Do you know them? Do you know where they are? Do you know how bad they are? Do you know the help that they need? You need to know all these things. Sometimes, you know, like we say, okay, we stay oblivious to everything that is happening around us. And we try and live in a dream. Yes. You have to face reality, get down and look around and say to yourself, okay, I need to do a check system. I need to, you know, review the kind of life that I'm living. Maybe today is the day. Maybe this Sunday is a Sunday for you to review on how you have been living your life. Oh, hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, I'll say that again. Because when you know your purpose, then your life will be purposeful.
Hallelujah.
If you don't know the purpose, you don't know why you're here. We are here because God wants us to be here.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I already knew you. So God has a purpose in your life, regardless of where you come from, regardless of your parents,
Hallelujah.
Regardless of which district, which province, which Hallelujah. Country, which nation. God said, let us created man in our image,
Amen. Dua,
Hallelujah. In our likeness, Ruah, and have dominion, new shortcut, to have dominion over everything has been created.
Hallelujah.
God created the physical things and put us there to control, to navigate, and
Amen.
To manage. We are the manage or the manager. We are here to manage the physical creation
Hallelujah.
Of God in our life.
Yes.
Everything that was created, we are there to manage it well. Say, for example, global warming. Because of our mismanagement, we are polluting the atmosphere. And that's Amen. Why the melting of the iceberg in the South Pole and Amen. Also in the North Pole. It's our poor management. And we are polluting the sea, we are polluting the air, we are polluting everything because of our bad management. We are the custodian by God. We have the authority to make it or break it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And when we know that that purpose of our life, then we will live a disciplined life.
Amen.
We will live a life according to God.
Hallelujah.
Because of the purpose that we have. When he said, Jeremiah, tell the people, I alone knows the plan I have for them.
Hallelujah.
The plan to prosper. Yeah. What does prosper mean? That means to have more.
Hallelujah.
To have more than enough to be a source of blessing. Even though they are slave, they can become prosperous and even lend again to their slave drivers. So when you listen this morning, remember God has a purpose in your life.
Amen.
The purpose to become the image of God.
Hallelujah.
When people see you, they see God in
hallelujah.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, because you are the image. You look into the mirror, you see your image in the mirror.
Oh, hallelujah.
But when the world see you, that you are the image of the God that you serve.
Amen.
When people say, can you show your God to us? For us Christian, if somebody asks us, can you show your God to us? He said, look at me. I am the God that I'm serving. I am the image of the God that I serve.
Hallelujah.
So be careful that you have the image of God and also the likeness. Likeness is our character. Non dei tobo, non dei valvala. Hallelujah. So when you look after yourself, when you look after the way that you live, remember that you are the representative of God in the physical world.
Amen.
You are the ambassador of God. That's why Jesus said to the disciple, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. That he came down to this planet here.
Amen.
And he transferred the light to us. He said, you are the light of the world. So that means when we know our purpose,
Amen.
We will live a life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We will not ask God this. We just think and things come. We just think it. You just write it down.
Hallelujah.
You just write down your plan. You write down your purpose.
Yeah.
You write down your tomorrows. Because when you live that life, hallelujah, then all the things that you wrote down will come down. Because you set the condition and God will provide the provision.
Hallelujah.
The provision depends on the condition that we live.
Hallelujah.
And this is where most of the Christians that we fail. Most of us Christians we fail because we are not living the conditions for the provision.
Hallelujah.
We run after the provision or the blessing. We run after the provision of God. But we forget about our condition, our lifestyle.
Amen.
The life that we live. You know, when God called Abram, he has to adjust to the calling of God.
Hallelujah.
His condition has to fail. He has to leave his nation. He has to leave his people. He has to leave his father's house because he was setting the condition for God's provision. Amen. The provision in Mount Moriah, hallelujah, for that male goat to be there, that was the condition, the working condition.
Oh,
he
hallelujah.
Set the condition. And his animals increases, his people or the people that they look after him increases.
Amen.
Everywhere he goes, there's an increase, abundance, because God's plan in our life is to prosper us.
Amen.
Never to harm us and to set us something solid for our future.
Amen.
That's according to the plan of God.
Hallelujah.
He said, don't you know that I'm a God of all mankind? Tell me anything that I cannot do.
Hallelujah.
And this morning, we want to encourage you, regardless of the situation, whatever level that you are operating right now, from a very low level, from a very far level, or small level, whatever level that you have. Remember, the God that we serve already have a purpose
Hallelujah.
And plan in our life.
Amen.
From the beginning, when everything was good, the Bible says, God saw that everything was good. Then he created man. Hallelujah. He created man to manage the good things
Hallelujah.
That he created. So you just have to look to the Bible, and the Bible will tell you. That means we that believe in God, we believe in the Word of God, we're supposed to be even more beneficial to God's creation.
Amen.
See, we have a godly principle, and we have a godly life. I said last week, godly life is walking with Jesus every day. Godly principle, maybe you don't believe in God, but you are living a life that
Hallelujah.
God wants you.
Yeah.
You are a worker, you are diligent. You care for people around you. That is a godly principle that calls for godly provision.
Amen.
That is the condition for you to rule on this physical world. Going to heaven is godly life. That is receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Hallelujah.
Most of the time, we are looking forward to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. But wait, my friend, you will go there one day. Hallelujah. When you finish this life.
Hallelujah.
But God wants us to rule Amen. Over this life before we go. That means God wants us to live in abundance,
yes,
full of provision,
yeah.
and enjoy your family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, most of the time, we surrender to Jesus and we're just waiting for the day that we are called to die. That's most of the thinking of Christian. Don't go to school, just staying at home, just praying and fasting. Just don't go and plant your cassava. Don't go and work, whatever work, fishing or going to work in the government or company or even work in your church. We just stay put and think that God will provide a silver plateau with fish already fried. No, that fish was given by a young boy. That young boy, the mother prepared. So when you walk with God, you need a physical commitment for his spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. And most of the time we are missing that. We are missing that, and against all odds, will not come in our life. We will struggle in our physical walk. Why? Because we are not setting
Amen.
The condition. Every time that we are looking for blessings, remember, you look first for the condition. Are you living right with God? Are you praying in the morning? Are you diligent in whatever you do? Do you love your family? Are you honest with your relationship
Hallelujah.
With your wife or with your husband?
Amen.
Because those are the conditions that calls the provision of God.
Hallelujah.
So many people in the world today, they call themselves Christian, but they are struggling. They are not a good example. They are not an image of God. They are not a likeness of God. Why? Because they cannot live the condition that call the provision of God. Remember, God himself said, let us create man. So that
Hallelujah.
Means he already instilled in us.
Amen.
Every probables has been given to us so
Hallelujah.
We can live this life. So we can be above, not beneath. We can be always the head, never the tail.
Amen.
God already provided all those things in our life.
Amen.
And we are blessed with that. That means whatever the problem is out there, we can fix it.
Hallelujah.
Because we have God. Greater
Amen.
Is the one who is in us
Hallelujah.
And the one out there in the world.
Amen.
And that's why Jesus, 3.5 years, was showing the disciple how to live this the godly life here, waking
Amen.
Up early in the morning,
yeah.
visiting. When he visited people, when he prayed for, he was working and working.
Yeah.
And working
praying,
and praying
fasting.
And living a life and loving the poor, and he was demonstrating the kingdom living on this physical
Hallelujah.
World. When he said, when you pray like this, let your kingdom come, and your kingdom shall be done here as it is in heaven.
Amen.
So we are the representative of God. And it's a challenge to us.
Hallelujah.
And we want to challenge your life. Nothing is impossible. Yes. Absolutely nothing is impossible with God. And I tell you, because of the life that we live, we'll call the blessing in this life. I'm not talking about heaven. Heaven is surrender your life to Jesus.
Yeah.
We are saved through grace by faith. Because of our faith, we are saved. But living this life, for you to improve your condition of living, for you to improve your relationship, for you to improve your family,
hallelujah,
then you must live a godly principle.
Kita baru orang itu boleh nampak ini singa bina kini kuat. Nabi kaya bak madalah tak cukup ikhlas dengan silvan nampak ini singa indah. Nak kabi nak meja dan nonton bola. Eba tahu cukup ikhlas. Dan balik tak ikhlas nonton garbi kelu. Eba kata utara ngan nalebol ini bi benua kena bi kaya indah tahu kena. Eba kata utara ngan nampak garbi nampak kelu nampak ini singa bina kini kuat. Sebab kena baka orang itu mai baka ikhlas baka orang itu bini kuat. Sangat ni kelabu ni pun nama tau kena, mesti kau bui bui. Abi kau ni pun ikut tukar kena. Pun ikut dami tukar kena. Kau kongon ni boleh seko marama seturang. Abah kau matu bale, mesti kau mereka kena matu bale. Dami tukar kena matu bale. Se ikut tukar kerabu ni pun nama tau bale. Oleh maru itu kau kena sangat ni nama bale. Nampun ada bangai kau dami tukar kena mesti kau kuat. Nabi ka tu mana tu kena kelabu kau. Sangat ni mereka tahu tukar nama tau bale dah mereka lak makin. It doesn't depend. You know your family doesn't define God's goodness in your life. No, your family doesn't define that. It doesn't mean that you're a daughter, you're a son of a pastor or senior pastor that automatically comes your way. No. It doesn't mean that you're a child of wedlock. You don't qualify. No. God's grace and God's love and God's purpose, it's for everyone, for anyone who believes. Your heart. Because our heart, it's easily offended, full of bitterness because of the past hurts. And sometimes when you're not conscious of it, it's there. Etu yelomanda, we kenda, edatu nelonda. Edan nelonda na bikenda rongoda. Edan nelonda na bingarabi adu bikenda. Edan nelonda na vosa, dabuti bikenda. Edan nelonda na itoba ni balobala, ikurida. Baletiko sinyero, when you control takarawa nelomu, ema edatu nelomu, ena vunga na bi reason, edaki nelomu, namatakaniko. Ena mateni nomu a challenge, o ikunga baka iko koka, etu na mateni ngona. Na binakaniklo, kwe sasolewa
tibi.
God has given you the authority to Hallelujah. Be yours and given you all that he has created to be yours. Na kenayado mebiko, you are the only obstacle. The Y-O-U is the obstacle. Some of you may be raising your hand this morning. I see a lot of envelopes, a lot of prayer requests coming in, rebellious children, or those who wanting children, are wanting to, conceive babies, and as much as a mortgage, one family or two families all the way from England do not belong to the church, but they say, and they're sitting across because they want to be debt-free and mortgage-free.
Hallelujah.
Well, you have your list there with you. But to bring that to happen in your life, you need to know the condition that you need to play out, which means as a believer, you need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be baptized. And then as an individual, you need to clear your heart. You need to have a good heart. Maybe now you haven't forgiven some people around you or some of the hurt of a past experience you've gone through. It always lingers. It's always there. And don't want to carry the mango like it comes popping back because it's always there. You haven't really found closure or totally forgive,
yes,
which you need to do. And at the end of the day, you ask yourself, what do I want? Do I want my list for God to answer, or do I want to hold on to this past grievance or this bitterness and resentment that has been with me for years? Look, na no resentment, na unforgiveness, na bitterness, you need to make a decision today, which one you want. You want to hold on to all these feelings and be, allow it to be obstacle to your goodness, or you want to let go and you want to grab God's goodness to your life.
Hallelujah.
The choice is yours, and we want to table that back to you. Na vedere na lebo na pakai tamera na kena totolo talaga kena kena berber
na
meado me kena biko e bakatau tu biko ni ko na matakan singi ni ko e koroni ngoli buli. Raise your hand if you're a school a student. I'm talking to you. This is not just for the adults, not for the couples, not for the family. No, it's for you as well. Whatever that you desire in life, whatever that you want to become in life, you may be thinking, okay, me, I'm still too young to be thinking that way. No, never. The age is never the limit. So you start writing now, because it may change a few years up the way. It may change. Different is the list you write when you're 10 years old, or your list will be different when you reach 16. Your
yes.
list will be different when you reach 21. But you need to write something. You need to know where you're going and be purposeful.
Hallelujah.
Because everything, you know, when you stay obedient, nangona be kemuni nangona kemuni nakai. Okay, kema kaubula na daba na nanguite. I was in you to go be and do na kamoro in sulle wana kalo. Maba kaya dana kina na sore ni kau. Se maba kaya dana kina na bika o sabala wana nangu kalo. Iko bola bola na nangu teli rau rau. As you stay obedient to your parents, you know, nangu bakarongo vera na nangu tumbo tumbo. That automatically answer your purpose plan, your purpose written plan. Na nangu the condition of your life, you're actually creating it to God. And then you're meeting that power in the word, in Ephesians 6:1, that you must honor your father and your mother, because this is a commandment. Not only all will go well with you, you will live a long life. So all will go well. What does it mean when you say all? All. It means all. In every level of your life, it means all. So children, if you're listening to me today, all means all. It can be your gadget. It can be the desire of your heart. It can be your friends. It can be your students, you know, your studies. It can be
sports.
Your further studies you're going to. It can be sports. It can be any other, you know, extracurriculum that you ever wanted to do, but not there. It can be even studies overseas. I mean, who said that cannot happen?
No,
you write it down. Dream big, because as you dream and as you write it out, when you stay obedient and you watch the attitude of your heart, you know, when your parents call you or when your mom call you, no grumping, you know, and not talking back, and no disobedient, or just, you know,
Hallelujah.
Stamping on your foot and indirectly trying to tell them, okay, oh yeah, you know, too many times you ask me to do certain things, oh, I don't want to do this, or when you're giving chores or duties at home, like you just don't want to do it, you don't want to commit to it. When the color like there, all those things that you're doing,
Hallelujah.
That bring about your list. Look, I'm sharing something that I did. I grew up in a family, like what I said, I can agree with Api. Api Salome Kava, you know, all the way from 90, a lawyer by profession. He shared in the standard program that he was so blessed with the fact that obedience was just his DNA. And, you know, just by listening to that, I believe, you know, maybe one in a million or two in a million children all over the world has this kind of thing. Like you automatically stay obedient. Disobey your parents. I grew up like that. Anything and everything. I'm always the obedient one to my parents. Whatever they say, I do. And I'll always hang around there with them. My father's a carpenter. I go with him. I learn all this carpentry work and whatever that he does. I love my parents. And I see whenever I go, when I was growing up in my primary school, the list that I wrote, I always tell the Lord, look, the list that I'm talking about, it's not a list that I'm just learned over as I come and receive as my personal savior. No, that list grew up with me in the house that I grew up in. And I'm grateful to God for my parents, for teaching me early in life on what to do. And then as I got to know God more and more deeper, oh, hallelujah, that takes me to another level. And as I write those lists, I was not earning anything, even though I was selling vegetables and everything. We give our tithe, yes. But I always say to myself, Lord, I will be obedient to my parents. I will make sure that they're not angry with me. I will make sure that I make them smile and make them happy.
Hallelujah.
So I got my way to do that. And I always struggle with God. And that time, you know, I was in the Northwest LA. I don't really know how to talk to God in that way. So I used to have this conversation with him, and I said, look, I'll stay, you know, obedient to my parents. All I need is for you to answer my prayer. All I need is for you to make me come first or come second my exam. All I need is for you to look after my papers. And I used to do this kind of talk with him. Look, you may be listening to me today.
Hallelujah.
And you say to yourself, okay, how can I name that sin? Stay obedient to your parents.
Stay
and
obedient.
Check out your attitude. Take out the wrong attitude, the, you know, arrogance, the pride, talking back to our parents and having that kind of, you know, ill feeling towards your parents for doing the things that they do. Or when they discipline you, you know, you go the other way around. You may not vocalize it, you may not say it, and that cloud your heart. and then take you out from your list. So this morning, like what I said, and God's goodness to come to your level, it really depends on you today. So you need to make a decision. Because today, when we have our Holy Communion, forget about the family, forget about the church. You as an individual, you come before God and you tell God, Lord, search my heart and have my heart to be ready to receive your goodness in my life. Because God's goodness to be attracted to you depends on the attitude of your heart. So turn to the person next to you, whether it's family or whether you're sitting together as a church.
Hallelujah.
Watch your heart and guard your heart, because heart is a window to your soul. Heart is a window for you to talk to God. You speak to God through your heart, not through your mind, but through your heart. You call out to God through your heart. And that is why in Romans 4:17 it says, this God who brings life, brings dead to life, call things that are not as though they are. Look, you will be able to vocalize, you will be able to call, you will be able to have the confidence to bring about things into your life, because you know your heart is ready and willing and clear for God to work his miracles through you. Don't ever doubt God. He hasn't started with you yet. You may be staying in a new place, not knowing where to go, what to do, where to start, or maybe you're stuck with the things of your life right now and you don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
Look, at this moment in time, step out in faith as we have a Holy Communion today. Write out your list. Okay, I haven't been writing my list. Today, I will surely write my list. If you don't know how to write, get somebody, give them the pen and the paper, and tell them what to write. As long as you have something written, when you come for Holy Communion, and you come with faith, it's not our prayer, not the church, it's all about God and you, that will bring about God's goodness to happen in, only in your life. Oh, hallelujah.
The Bible says in Mark chapter 12, love the Lord your God.
To me today, all means all. It can be your gadget, it can be the desire of your heart, it can be your friends, it can be your students, you know, your studies, it can be
sports.
Your further studies you're going to, it can be sports, it can be any other, you know, extra curriculum that you ever wanted to do, but not there. It can be even studies overseas. I mean, who say that that cannot happen?
No,
you write it down. Dream big, because as you dream and as you write it out, when you stay obedient and you watch the attitude of your heart, you know, when your parents call you or when your mom call you, no grumping, you know, and not talking back, and no disobedient, or just, you know,
Hallelujah.
Stamping on your foot and indirectly trying to tell them, okay, oh yeah, you know, too many times you ask me to do certain things, oh, I don't want to do this, or when you're giving chores or duties at home, like you just don't want to do it, you don't want to commit to it. When the color like there, all those things that you're doing, that bring about your list. Look, I'm sharing something that I did. I grew up in a family, like what I said, I can agree with Api, Api Salome Kava, you know, all the way from Nandi, a lawyer by profession. He shared in the standard program that he was so blessed with the fact that obedience was just his DNA. And, you know, just by listening to that, I believe, you know, maybe one in a million or two in a million children all over the world has this kind of thing. Like you automatically stay obedient. If disobey your parents. I grew up like that. Anything and everything. I'm always the obedient one to my parents. Whatever they say, I do. And I'll always hang around there with them. My father's a carpenter. I go with him. I learn all this carpentry work and whatever that he does. I love my parents. And I see whenever I go, when I was growing up in my primary school, the list that I wrote, I always tell the Lord, look, the list that I'm talking about, it's not a list that I'm just learned over as I come and receive as my personal savior. No, that list grew up with me in the house that I grew up in. And I'm grateful to God for my parents for teaching me early in life on what to do. And then as I got to know God more and more deeper, oh, hallelujah, that takes me to another level. And as I write those lists, I was not earning anything, even though I was selling vegetables and everything. We give our tithe, yes. But I always say to myself, Lord, I will be obedient to my parents. I will make sure that they're not angry with me. I will make sure that I make them smile and make them happy.
Hallelujah.
So I go out of my way to do that. And I always struggle with God. And that time, you know, I was in the Northwest LA. I don't really know how to talk to God in that way. So I used to have this conversation with him, and I said, look, I'll stay, you know, obedient to my parents. All I need is for you to answer my prayer. All I need is for you to make me come first or come second my exam. All I need is for you to look after my papers. And I used to do this kind of talk with him. Look, you may be listening to me today.
Hallelujah.
And you say to yourself, okay, how can I name that sin? Stay obedient to your parents.
Stay
and
obedient.
Check out your attitude. Take out the wrong attitude, the, you know, arrogance, the pride, talking back to our parents and having that kind of, you know, ill feeling towards your parents for doing the things that they do. Or when they discipline you, you know, you go the other way around. You may not vocalize it, you may not say it, and that cloud your heart and then take you out from your list. So this morning, like what I said, na vinakani kalome other maybe go, and God's goodness to come to your level, it really depends on you today. So you need to make a decision. Because today, when we have our Holy Communion, forget about the family, forget about the church. You as an individual, you come before God and you tell God, Lord, search my heart and have my heart to be ready to receive your goodness in my life. Because God's goodness to be attracted to you depends on the attitude of your heart. So turn to the person next to you, whether it's family or whether you're sitting together as a church.
Hallelujah.
Watch your heart and guard your heart, because heart is a window to your soul. Heart is a window for you to talk to God. You speak to God through your heart, not through your mind, but through your heart. You call out to God through your heart. And that is why in Romans 4:17 it says, this God who brings life, brings dead to life, call things that are not as though they are. Look, you will be able to vocalize, you will be able to call, you will be able to have the confidence to bring about things into your life, because you know your heart is ready and willing and clear for God to work his miracles through you. Don't ever doubt God. He hasn't started with you yet. You may be staying in a new place, not knowing where to go, what to do, where to start, or maybe you're stuck with the things of your life right now and you don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
Look, at this moment in time, step out in faith as we have a Holy Communion today. Write out your list. Okay, I haven't been writing my list. Today, I will surely write my list. If you don't know how to write, get somebody, give them the pen and the paper, and tell them what to write. As long as you have something written, when you come for Holy Communion, and you come with faith, it's not our prayer, not the church, it's all about God and you, that will bring about God's goodness to happen in, only in your life. Oh, hallelujah.
The Bible says in Mark chapter 12, love the Lord your God.